Let us turn to our Bible to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, 22-23. First 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
聖靈所結的果子就是仁愛、喜樂、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信實、温柔、節制，這樣的事沒有律法禁止。
For the last 2 months I've been speaking on the topic of sex and what the Bible has to teach us about sex.
在過去兩個月，我已經開始講到關於性方面的這個題目，以及聖經是怎樣，有什麼教導呢？
Today, once again, return to the book of Galatians, chapter 5.
今天我們繼續看《加拉太書》第五章。
We saw that someone who learns to live by the Spirit of God, the person will become gradually a character with good virtues.
我們看到，假如一個人是跟著聖靈生活的話，佢慢慢佢嘅性情就會變得好似呢度所講嘅。
But on a deeper level, we also saw that this is a picture of what our God is like.
咁而睇得深入一啲嘅時候咧，我哋就知道咧，其實呢啲性情都係我哋嘅天父嘅性情。
Just think about it. The God invisible has such characteristics.
你試想想一個我哋眼見唔到嘅神，佢有如此嘅性情。
He's a God of love.
他是一个爱人的神。
One who is also joyful.
他是一个喜乐的神。
He's not a sad God.
他不是一个苦口苦面的神。
A God of peace.
他是一个和平的神。
But above all, a God who is very patient.
而更重要的就是他是一个忍耐的神。
And despite difficulties he has to face, he is very kind.
雖然他面對很多的困難，但是他是很恩慈。
Despite people against him, he remains good.
雖然他要面對一些態度對他不好的人類，神仍然對他們很仁慈。
While humans are not faithful and reliable toward him, he remains dependable, faithful.
雖然人對他就不太靠得住，但他依然對人很靠得住，很信實。
He's a gentle God.
他是一個很溫柔的神。
The last of the list of nine is self-control.
而我哋都睇过咧，最后嘅一个定情咧系节制。
It is a Bible revelation to us that our God is a God of self-control.
圣经咧就向我哋启示，我哋嘅神咧原来系一个有节制嘅神。
As I think about it, I feel how good it is for my God to be like this.
当我喺度咁样思想嘅时候，我就觉得哇，我嘅神有咁好嘅性情，真系太好啦。
I feel attracted to such a God.
我觉得好吸引。
I want to become like him.
我好想似神。
And this is the way to read your Bible.
嗱，呢个就系正确读圣经嘅方法。
To see descriptions and revelations about what our God is like.
就系去睇下神。他的性情是怎样的呢?
And then to become drawn to it.
然后呢,被一些性情去吸引。
You want to become like him.
我自己都很想成为他。
That's the way to read the Bible.
这个就是读圣经的正确方法。
But notice, of all the good things about God, the foundation is self-control.
但是请注意啊,在神这么多的好的性情当中呢,最后一个呢是节制。
As I said 2 months ago, the reason why Yahweh God could be so good was because he has perfect self-control.
神为什么可以这么好呢?就是因为他有节制。
To turn the logic the other way around.
而调回转来推论呢?
If a person lacks self-control, it is not possible to have such good virtues.
假如一个人是没有节制的话，他是不可能生出有这些性情的。
For this reason, the Bible talks about all kinds of evil actions.
因此呢，在这些神的这么好的性情之前那一节呢，就讲到很多的坏的行为。
Starting from verse 19 and 20, we looked at sexual immorality.
从第十九节开始呢，我们就见到淫乱。
Sexual impurity,
性方面的污秽,
which means the way we think about sex is dirty.
意思呢,就是说我们看性方面的事情呢,是看得污秽。
The way we feel about sex is crooked.
我哋对性方面嘅睇法咧系扭曲咗。
The way we use sex is impure。
而我哋去运用性嘅能力咧，都系唔纯洁嘅。
This purity is of a sexual kind。
呢度讲嘅污秽系关于性方面。
And then sensuality。
跟住咧，仲有邪惰。
When a person lacks self-control, he and she will do these things.
就是当一个人他没有节制的时候，就会做如此的事。
Verse 20, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes and dissensions.
看下去二十节的时候，中间我们又看到憎敬啊、忌恨啊、恼怒啊、结党啊咁。
So we see in this section then, the flesh and the spirit.
所以我哋睇到呢两段圣经加埋咧，就系肉体同埋灵。
The spirit here does not only refer to the spirit of God。
灵呢度嘅意思咧，就唔系话净系讲紧神嘅灵。
It also refers to the human spirit within our body。
佢讲紧嘅，并且系关于人嘅灵。
And before that, we see the term the flesh。
讲到灵之前咧，我哋见到有肉体呢个字。
We see the term in verse 19。
就是情欲在第十九节。
The flesh and the spirit.
你看见这两个字，情欲和灵。
I mentioned before, flesh in the Bible means an evil inclination.
以前我都讲过了，肉体或者情欲所指的是恶的倾向。
And the term spirit, when it refers to the human spirit, refers to a good inclination.
当圣经讲到灵，如果系特别讲到人嘅灵嘅时候咧，佢想讲嘅系人里面嘅善嘅倾向。
Both the flesh and the spirit are inside a human body。
就系喺人嘅里头咧，同时间有恶有善，或者有肉体有灵，就系呢两种倾向咧，同时喺我哋里边存在。
And this is part of the fundamental design of the human body。
而呢一个咧，正正亦都系亚维神设计人嗰个设计嚟喎。
Thousands of years ago, Chinese asked the question.
在很多千年前呢，古人啊问过一个问题。
When a baby is born, is he good or evil?
人一出世的时候，他是善定恶的呢？
Human nature, is it intrinsically good or evil?
人的本性是善还是恶？
And there was a big debate for hundreds of years.
数百年来呢，都在争论。
Some say human nature is intrinsically bad.
有些人就说人性本恶。
Some say human nature is good.
有些人就说人的性本善。
The fact is,
事实呢就是
human beings have both good and evil inclinations inside the body.
人类在我们自己里面呢，其实是善和恶，两种倾向都有。
Is a 2-year-old baby girl good or bad?
譬如一个两三岁的女孩，你说她是善定恶？
You look at such a cute, lovely little girl.
咁你睇下呢个好可爱的女仔啊。
You can't say a baby girl is bad.
咁你唔可以话恶喎。
It's so pure.
佢好纯洁。
So lovely.
好可爱。
And yet every mother knows.
但系咧，每一个母亲都知啦。
As the mother cares for her and feeds her.
当母亲咧，喂佢个女食奶嘅时候
，a little baby girl becomes self-centered, very selfish, very soon.
啊，好快你就发觉咧，你嘅 BB 女咧系可以好自私嘅喎。
Where does she learn that?
佢喺边度学翻嚟
？She's so young.
佢咁细。
The answer is both the good inclination and the bad inclination are within the human body.
原因咧就系、是。人里边系有善同埋恶嘅倾向。
The only question is which inclination will gain ascendancy。
问题咧就系、是、究竟边一个倾向会胜出咧，会占上风咧咁。
If the evil inclination will gain ascendancy, the person becomes worse and worse。
假如恶嘅倾向占上风嘅话咧，这个人咧就会越变越坏咯。
The role of a father and a mother。
咁个父母嘅角色咧
？The role of education。
教育嘅角色咧
，the role of religion，
宗教嘅角色
，is to help humans to have his good inclination gain the upper hand，
就系咧帮助人类发挥佢嘅善嘅倾向，让善嘅倾向占上风。
You might ask why does Yahweh God design humans in such a way？
咁你或者会问点解 Yahweh 神会咁样设计人类咧
？Why didn't he design us in a way that we are perfect？
为什么他设计人的时候不整到我们很完美呢
？Won't the world become a perfect world？
那个世界咪变成一个很完美的世界咯
？The answer is no。
那答案就不是咁。
Perfection must be acquired, trained,
原理是靠人的不断锻炼而生出来。
Young people play electronic games.
年轻人就在这里打机。
There is level 1 and level 2 and level 4.
大家打机都知道，有初阶、中阶、高阶。
The idea of the game is to up your level from 1 to 2 to 4.
咁你打机咧，个目的咧就系要帮你升呢啊嘛。
And how do you 升呢？
咁你点样升呢啊？
As Hong Kong people say.
香港人就
play more，
咁咪打多啲機咪。
You need training, hands-on training, my friend。
要親手鍛鍊自己嘛，操嘛。
How can you sing low without practice？
你唔操嘅時候，你點樣升級
？The next level is always harder than the first one。
下一級咧，永遠都係難過低個級。
So here is the purpose of designing both inclinations within the human body。
嗱，呢個就係神點解去設計人嘅時候咧，將善惡嘅傾向都放喺人裏面。
The answer is training。
答案咧就係要鍛鍊人啊嘛。
He wants you and me, his children, to up our level。
佢希望佢嘅兒女你同我咧去升級。
From what is animal-like。
從一啲好似禽獸般嘅生活。
From what is fleshly。
或者肉體般嘅生活。
From what is materialistic。
物質方面嘅生活。
From what is merely physical。
或者從單單嘅有形你見到嘅物質。
From what is mere human。
從一啲純粹係人性。
Gradually to become more like our Father in heaven。
而逐漸咧可以變得越嚟越似天上嘅父神。
In order to do that, He has designed both a good inclination and the bad inclination within our body。
要咁樣做咧，佢必須係要將善同惡嘅傾向都放喺人嘅裏面。
The idea is that we can learn to train ourselves to overcome the evil inside。
目的咧就係要幫助我哋去鍛鍊我哋去克制裏面嘅惡。
I have slowly come to realize
咁我慢慢咧就明白得到
that this training program takes a lifetime
呢個鍛鍊嘅工程咧係窮一生
and only finally will achieve excellence like our Father in heaven
直至到最後咧，我哋能夠達到一個高嘅水平，好似我哋天父一樣。
But inner strength, self-control comes only gradually。
但我哋裏邊呢個自制嘅能力咧。是只能够逐渐的生出来的。
I want to tell you today，
今天我想告诉大家知。
If you have been a Christian for some time，
假如你做了基督徒一排呢，
But know nothing about self-control，
但是假如你一点自制能力都没有呢，
You have wasted your time in church，
你呢其实是浪费了你这么多年在教会的生活。
Because without self-control， you cannot up your level。
因為如果冇自制嘅話，你唔能夠升級的。
Precisely because self-control lies at the very foundation of God's character。
因為自制係喺神嘅性情嘅裏邊嘅係一個基礎嚟嘅。
So if you want to be a Christian，
假如你想做一個基督徒
，even if you want to succeed in your studies，
或者你想喺學業方面成功
，but if you want to be a good parent，
或者想做一個好嘅父母。
Learn something about self-control today.
你必須今日就要學自制。
And then begin your training program starting today.
而今日你就要必須開始你呢個訓練嘅過程。
I must thank my parents again.
我多謝我個父母。
And I thank my teachers and my church in my childhood.
還有多謝我個老師，我教會。
My training in self-control started quite early.
我在自制方面的锻炼呢是从小就开始了。
And later I became a teacher at a school.
后来我在学校教书。
And then later I became a pastor in a church.
后来我教会做牧师。
I noticed the difference between people with self-control and people without self-control.
那我留意得到呢人有自制和没有自制的分别。
There's a big difference.
是一个很大的分别。
All kinds of people may have the same good intentions.
兩個人都可能會有好意。
Maybe both persons have a good heart。
或者兩種人都心地好嘅。
But one lacks self-control, the other one has self-control。
但係一個缺少自制，另一個有自制。
And we see the difference in the behavior。
喺佢行為上，我哋就會睇到好清楚分別。
And if the people are students, you see the result in their studies。
假如嗰個人係一個學生咧，你從佢個學業你都會睇到。
Some can concentrate better, the other cannot concentrate.
有啲咧能夠好專心嘅讀書，有啲就不能。
Two weeks ago, I was introduced to a very famous guitarist.
兩個禮拜前咧，有人咧向我介紹一個吉他大師。
Do you know the word gypsies?
大家知唔知道 gypsy 啊？
It is a very poor race who do not have their own homeland.
Gypsy 咧就係
吉卜賽人
啊，即係吉卜賽人，佢哋好窮嘅，冇自己嘅家鄉。
They live in tents。
佢 佢哋住喺帳篷裏。
And they move from place to place.
佢哋係遊牧嘅，即係好似走嚟走去嘅。
But they are very artistic.
但係佢哋好有藝術細胞。
This guitarist is by the name of Janko Reinhardt.
咁其中一個人咧叫做 Janko Reinhardt.
And he had learned to play the guitar when he was small.
他从小就学吉他
and became very good.
成为做得好出色
He became famous.
好出名添
And then there was a fire in his tent.
咁有一次咧，佢住嘅帐篷就发生火警
Because of a cigarette.
系咪有人吸烟
And he sustained a 96% burn all over his body.
咁咧，佢96%咧嘅身体都烧焦啦
With his important left hand, the last two fingers damaged.
咁佢嘅好重要嚟彈吉他嘅左手咧，就剩翻呢三隻手指啦。
He must use his thumb to hold the neck。
咁佢彈吉他，佢一定要用個手指公咧揸住個指柄。
The guitarist will need four other fingers to play。
一個吉他手咧，佢需要四隻手指嚟，其餘四隻手指去彈啦。
But two of the four fingers were damaged。
咁但係兩隻冇咗啦。
He became despaired。
咁佢就好絕望。
He gave up guitar playing。
佢話：我唔彈吉他，我放棄。
How can I play?
我怎麼彈啊?
And then his friends encouraged him.
但是他的朋友鼓勵他。
I don't know what they said.
我不知道他說什麼了。
Maybe they said, yes, you can do it.
或者他們會說,你可以做得到的。
It's possible, just try, try again.
可以的,你試一下吧,試一下吧。
He listened to his friends.
那他竟然接受了朋友的意見。
And started learning to play the guitar all over again with two fingers.
那他就重新去用兩隻手指去學彈吉他。
How do you play the guitar with two fingers?
你兩隻手怎麼彈吉他?兩手指。
He trained himself and he trained himself.
他訓練自己,不斷訓練自己。
And then they began recording new records.
那他開始就去到一個地步可以錄唱片了。
When his records were distributed,
當他的唱片是推出來呢?
His supporters felt, wow, Janko's music was better than before.
他的支持者就說,哇,為什麼他彈得比以前更好?
Only later, people found out he played with only two fingers.
後來的人才發現他只有兩隻手指彈。
Talk about 升呢?
那我們說到升級。
This is really...
這個真的是升級。
The best form of training in the world.
全世界最好的一個訓練呢、鍛鍊呢
is by building in obstacles within the training program.
那個方法呢就是要將一些障礙放在那個鍛鍊裡面。
My topic of the last few months has been about sex.
過去幾個月呢我都是講到關於性方面的題目。
Today, I want to apply the Bible teaching to sex again.
今天呢我會繼續講這一方面。
Let me talk about sexual desire.
或者我又講一下性慾呢
Or sexual impulse.
或者一種性的衝動啦。
Is sexual impulse or desire good or bad?
性慾或者性衝動是善還是惡?
Especially for those of us who are young.
尤其是對年輕人來說。
A healthy person would feel sexual urge springing up from within.
一個健康的人呢，會感覺到裡面有一種性慾的。
When we see a person whom you like,
當我們見到一個我們喜歡的人
Someone who is pretty
或者一個漂亮的人
When you see something on the TV
或者在電視上你見到一些東西
When you walk down the street and someone walks by you and you are attracted by the body
或者你在街上走的時候你遇到一個人你覺得他的身體很吸引
And there is a reaction coming from within our body
人的裡面可能會有一種反應
Sometimes we may begin to think about the person's body.
或者有時我們會去思想這個人的身軀。
And from that, our thoughts may go on to think about sex.
而這個思想呢繼續想下去有可能會講想到性了。
All these are manifestations of sexual drive.
這些表現呢全部都是跟性慾有關的。
So my question today is sexual impulse good or bad?
咁我今日想問大家咧，就係性慾、性衝動係善還是惡
？Is sexual desire sinful？
性衝動、性慾係咪罪惡咧
？There is no simple answer to the question。
嗱，答呢個問題係唔簡單。
It depends。
在乎咩情況
？Depends on the situation that you are in。
在乎你遇到嘅情況係乜嘢
？And you need to listen to me carefully in the next few moments。
嗱，以下咧你必須要留心聽我講。
I'll simplify a complicated situation under three points。
我將呢啲咁複雜嘅唔同嘅情況咧，歸納為三種情況。
It could be good, it could be sinful, depending on one of the following three situations.
性欲咧係可以係善，亦都可以成為罪惡，就在乎咧你講緊嘅係乜嘢情況啦。
The first situation.
第一種情況咧就係、
是、，like I just said, you feel attracted by a person.
你覺得某一個人好吸引。
Let's say it is a person of the opposite sex.
就譬如係異性啊。
When you are attracted by a person of the opposite sex,
當你被異性吸引嘅時候。
You are a normal person.
你其實是一個正常的人。
You are a healthy person.
你亦都是一個健康的人。
Why? Because your sexual organs and hormones are functioning normally.
因為你裡面那個性器官啊，各方面的荷爾蒙啊，其實都是正常地運作緊。
That's why you're normal and healthy.
所以我話咧，你係正常的，是健康的。
Being attracted to a person of the opposite sex is normal and healthy and therefore good.
覺得異性好吸引嘅咧，咁你覺得都係好正常，因此亦都係善嘅。
It is not sinful.
本身唔係罪惡嘅事。
To the contrary.
相反。
If you feel no sexual attraction at all, you are unhealthy.
相反咧，假如你完全冇性方面嘅覺得有興趣有吸引嘅咧，咁你可能唔係幾正常。
You must be sick somehow.
可能你有病都唔定。
I'll come quickly to the second situation.
但我快快嚟到第二種情況。
So the first situation I call good.
咁第一種情況咧，我就叫佢做咧善。
Second situation I call the dangerous.
第二種情況咧，我就叫佢做咧危險。
It is a danger zone.
呢個係一個危險嘅地帶。
It is no longer good.
唔再係善嘅啦。
But it is not yet become sinful.
但係咧，又未至到罪惡喎。
Because it's a danger zone, you must not stay there.
而因為呢個係一個危險嘅地帶，你最不能喺嗰度逗留。
When you feel attracted to an opposite sex, and then you continue to think about fantasizing about having sex with the person, it becomes dangerous.
嗱，假如你對某一個異性覺得吸引，而咧你就喺度幻想。同佢有性方面嘅行為咧，嗱，咁呢個係一個危險嘅情況。
Let me occasion to qualify myself.
嗱，我必須快快要解釋清楚。
It is normal to have some sexual fantasy about another person.
假如咧，你對異性啊有一啲性嘅幻想咧，都係正常嘅。
To fantasize having sexual contact with someone you like is sexual drive.
假如你喺度幻想咧，同某一個人有一種性行為咧，其實係一個性慾嘅正常嘅表現嚟嘅。
Why does it call it sexual desire if you have no desire to have sex with a person？
點解叫佢做性慾咧？就係你想同某人有性行為嘛。
So fantasizing yourself having sexual contact with another person is still within what is normal and healthy。
所以咧，假如你係想有一種同別人有一種性嘅幻想咧，咁呢個咧都係屬於係正常嘅。
It only becomes dangerous when you continue to think about it。
咁啊，幾時變成危險咧？就係、是、當你不停嘅想啊想啊想。
And especially when the other person is not your husband or not your wife。
尤其是咧，你所想嘅對象咧，佢唔係你嘅配偶。
You must distinguish between the first and the second.
所以大家必須分清楚第一種情況，第二種情況。
To fantasize yourself having sexual contact with another person is still normal.
就係咧，假如你幻想希望啊，同某人咧有一種性行為咧，咁呢個都係屬於正常。
That's why I said, if you never had such fantasy, you must be sick.
正如我所講咧，你話假如從來冇嘅慾念嘅咧，你係有病嘅可能。
But to continue to think about it, that's dangerous.
大家如你不斷不停咁樣思想落去咧，咁就危險嘅。
And if you sense you should not continue to think about it,
可能你裏邊又覺得我唔應該繼續咁樣諗落去。
And you try to stop yourself thinking about it.
咁於是乎你就喺度掙扎啦，喺度抗拒啦。
The fact that you're struggling proves that you're resisting.
其實咧，你咁樣掙扎咧，就由此證明咧，你其實喺度抵擋緊。
The fact that you are resisting the thought proves that you are not accepting it。
你抵擋緊咧，即係話你唔想接受。
And this proves that you have not sinned。
咁由此證明咧，你係未犯罪。
You're just struggling to have self-control。
你而家只不過喺度掙扎緊，你想自制。
The training program is in progress。
鍛鍊咧就喺度進行緊。
You have not sinned。
你係未犯罪嘅。
And you need not feel guilty about it。
因此你唔需要有一種罪疚感。
But it is a danger zone。
但係咧係一個危險嘅地帶。
You mustn't stay there。
你不能在那裏逗留。
You must run away。
你必須要逃避。
You must stop。
你必須要停止。
While it is normal to have fantasy, it is dangerous to keep dwelling on it。
雖然咧有性幻想係健康係正常，但你不能夠沉醉於當中。
Situation 3。
第三個情況。
If the person keeps on thinking about it, then the person will sin.
當然，一個人咧就繼續不停咁想落去咧，遲早係會犯罪。
Even before the person actually commits a sexual act.
即使咧佢仲未真正去有所行動
，it is already a sin.
本身就已經係犯咗罪。
Let us turn to the teaching of Jesus about this to Matthew chapter 5.
我哋翻到耶穌嘅教訓喺馬太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5:27-28.
第五章廿七至廿八節。
You have heard that it was said, "Do not have affairs, or do not commit adultery." But I say to you, that anyone fantasizing sexual acts with a woman has already raped her in his heart.
你們聽見有話說不可奸淫，只是我告訴你們，凡看見婦女就動淫念的，這人心裡已經與他犯奸淫了。
What I read to you is a modern translation.
我剛才為大家讀的英文版本是一個現代的翻譯。
You have heard, do not have affairs.
你們聽見有話說，不要有婚外情。
But Jesus says,
但耶穌呢就跟我們說，
Anyone fantasizing sexual acts with a woman has already raped her in his heart.
假如一個人啊他幻想和一個女人有性行為的時候，他在他的心裡面已經是將他強姦了。
What Jesus is talking about is situation number 3.
主耶穌在這裡講的是第三種情況。
It's not about healthy sexual reactions.
這裡講的不是一些正常的健康的性慾。
Jesus is not even talking about the danger zone.
耶穌喺度講緊咧，都唔係嗰個危險嘅地帶。
Because in the Greek original, anyone fantasizing sexual acts means the person continuously for a long time fantasizing sexual acts with a person.
因為原文嘅聖經咧，佢係寫到當一個人啊不斷咁樣喺度幻想同一個女人有性行為咧，咁佢就係犯罪。
This is situation number 3.
呢個咧係第三種嘅情況。
And Jesus emphasized.Even without the person acting out his desire, he has already sinned in his heart.
耶穌咧喺度強調咧，就係呢個人咧係仲未有所行動，真係發生咗性嘅行為，但係佢喺個心裏邊咧不停嘅喺度同對方咧有性行為咧，咁喺佢個心裏邊已經犯咗奸淫。
Let's turn now to the book of James, chapter 1.
咁我哋又翻去雅各書。
Verses 14 and 15.
雅各書第一章十四至十五節。
But each person is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death.
第十四節就話，但各人被試探，乃是被自己的私欲牽引誘惑的。私欲既懷了胎，就生出罪來；罪既長成，就生出死來。
We must look at this scripture very carefully.
我哋必須睇聖經小心睇。
In order to avoid misunderstanding of the Bible.
以免我哋咧誤解咗聖經。
In verse 14, we see the word tempted.
喺第十四節咧，我哋見到一個字試探。
And how and when does temptation take place?
試探係幾時發生嘅咧？
A person is tempted sexually when he or she is enticed by the sexual desires within the body.
一個人去受試探咧，係因為被自己裏邊私欲誘惑。
And then in verse 14, we see the term carried away.
見到另一個字叫做牽引。
At this stage, the person is not just tempted, but carried away.
咁呢個牽引所講嘅咧，就係第二步啦。一個人咧被試探，唔單止淨係被自己嗰個私欲誘惑喎。 佢仲俾佢牽住走。
Which means the person has lost self-control.
意思咧，呢個人咧應該開始失控。
If the person still retains self-control, he or she will not be carried away.
假如佢有自制嘅話，佢就唔會被牽引。
And again, we see how important self-control is.
再一次我哋見到咧，自制係幾咁重要。
In verse 15, we see the term has conceived.
而十五節咧，我哋又見到啦，懷了胎。
If the sexual thought has conceived, like a woman has conceived,
如果私欲懷了胎，好似一個女人懷胎嘅話咧
，the word conceived means a woman has been fertilized.
懷胎嘅意思咧，即係話一個女人咧係受精啦、受孕啦。
Look at the word conceived.
啊，你睇下呢個字懷胎。
The word conceived wants to tell you that the person has accepted a sexual fantasy.
懷胎嘅意思咧，即係話呢個人咧，佢係接受咗呢一種性嘅幻想。
He willingly has allowed the sexual imagination to come in and stay in her or his heart。
佢任由呢啲性嘅幻想咧入到嚟佢個思想，留喺佢個心裏邊。
Instead of running away, he or she welcomes it。
嚇，佢唔去逃避，反而佢任由呢啲入嚟。
The next thing is that it gives birth to sin。
下一步咧就係生出罪來。
Now, since the picture of one of pregnancy,
因為咧呢度有一種圖畫咧，就係一個女人懷孕嘅圖畫。
It takes 9.5 months for an embryo to come to full term.
女人懷胎要10月啦。
The person having welcomed the sexual fantasy think about it for a long time.
一個人咧，佢接受咗呢啲性幻想之後咧，佢就不停嘅喺度思想，而且係好長時期嘅思想。
The person has lost control.
这个人已经完全失去自制了。
And then the next sentence is that when sin is accomplished,
下一句就说罪既长成。
Here it talks about the embryo coming to full term.
这里意思就是说如果是一个女人的胎，那个胎已经足月了。
And then it leads to death.
那就会生出死来。
Death here means the person actually not just fantasizing, but going out and do it.
死的意思呢、这个人呢已经不是再在留在个思想里面想啊想啊，而是他是有所行动做了出来。
But like the teaching of Jesus, sin is already committed in the heart.
但正如耶稣的教训呢说，其实罪呢已经在心里面已经犯了。
If the person allows sexual fantasy to live in him or her for a long time.
假如一个人呢是容让这些性幻想让他留在个心里面沉醉在里面。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22.
我哋翻去提摩太后书第二章22节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22. Flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人追求公义。信德、仁愛、和平。
What the Bible teach you today is about self-control.
聖經今日要教我哋咧就係自制。
Self-control is something we must learn as a human.
自制咧係我哋作為人咧必須要學到嘅。
But because of the reality of the danger of sexual sins,
但係咧面對性方面嘅罪嘅事實咧
，we must also learn to run away from danger.
我哋必须要学咧去逃避呢啲危险。
And、finally, let us turn also to the book of Titus, chapter 1.
最后，我哋翻去提多书第一章嘅15节。
The book of Titus, chapter 1 and verse 15. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But both their mind and their conscience are defiled.
作为洁净的人，凡物都洁净。在污秽不信的人，什么都不洁净，连心底和天良也都污秽了。
Sex itself is designed by Yahweh God.
性本身咧系神嘅设计嚟嘅。
Sex and sexual attraction itself are good. Sex itself is pure.
性本身系洁净嘅。
It all depends on whether we as humans are pure in our thoughts or pure in our heart.
其实无论都是在乎我们人思想里面洁净。
If we have self-control, our thoughts will also gradually become pure.
假如我哋有自制嘅话咧，我哋嘅思想都会逐渐变成洁净。
For a person whose thoughts are pure, sex can be good.
对一个思想洁净嘅人嚟讲咧，佢睇性咧就系好洁净。
But there is another kind of people.
但有另一类人。
Here it is described as defiled and unbelieving.
圣经呢一度咧就形容为污秽不顺的人。
Why is a people described as defiled?
为什么有些人被形容为污秽呢?
Because the person's thoughts are dirty.
因为一个人的思想很污糟。
His or her imagination are impure.
他的幻想啊是污秽的。
Causing the person's conscience to become defiled also.
而令到他的良心啊都变成污秽了。
Once become defiled, whatever the person sees and thinks about,can turn bad.
当一个人变成污秽的时候呢，无论他看什么都会看到是很衰。
Worse still, the person's conscience will also become defiled.
这个人的良心都会变得污秽。
Purity of thought is only for those who train patiently in self-control.
一些不断锻炼自己有自制的人才会思想干净。
I hope that you learn something important about your life from the Bible today.
希望今天大家从圣经学到一些很重要的关于你自己的人生事情。
Let us close in prayer.
我们祈祷。